Welcome, everybody, to episode 350. Can you believe that, guys? Episode 350 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold, and the Frosty One himself, the Mug. What's up, gentlemen? How are you doing?
Hanging in there.
Hanging in there? That's better than not hanging in there, Mug. That's
for better than falling to your death, which I'm just narrowly avoiding.
That's exactly
right. Yeah, that's my biggest fear. Thanks for bringing that in the equation.
I'm terrified
of heights.
Yeah, it's not all that kills you. It's the sudden stop at the bottom.
Yeah. I don't like the whole falling
unless
aspect.
Your neck snaps halfway down.
Yeah, that is true. Very well, unlikely.
There are people
who think
you can die of shock.
Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah.
I thought you would be like mourning this week, Break. You're Reds, man. The fire sale's on. You know?
They only traded two people.
Yeah, but dude, Cueto.
You're talking sports ball.
He's talking baseball. Yeah, Cueto is definitely the best pitcher we had, but at the same time, he's like 30. He's got a history of injuries.
Yeah. We got
three left-handed pitchers for him. Three left-handed prospects.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't complain about that.
Yeah, it's like the Rockies. They traded too low, and I was kind of pissed off. But, you know, whatever. All right, let's
On sports grinders.
As far as, like, complaining about my Reds, like, how do you have Joey Votto, Brandon Phillips, and Todd Frazier and be, like, one game out of last place?
Yeah, dude. It's
just don't make any fucking sense to me.
Weiland's in chat. Looks like we got a lively chat today. The usual offenders are there. Freak 5, Dungeon Buster, Gripper, and now Weiland. What is up, gentlemen? Thanks for joining the show today. All right, Eric, let's get started with the first news story of the day.
Before that, I would just one quick thing. I would like to extend
You didn't ask me how my week was, did you?
I'd like to extend a cordial welcome to Dungeon Buster, Gripper, and Weiland. And extend a massive fuck you to Freak 5 Chaos.
Oh, wow. Jesus.
Nothing in particular. I just figured he deserved it for something.
You figured I would.
It's a preemptive fuck you.
It's like, for what you are about to do, I say fuck you.
All right. Eric, how was your week, dude?
It was okay, mostly. I had to deal with allergies, and then I found out that my cousin's husband's died in a car accident.
Oh,
that sucks.
He died during the hospital stay.
Oh, that's terrible, man. Sorry to
hear that. I am sick of death, man. I'm absolutely sick of it.
And one of my cousin's wife had a stroke and then ended up in the hospital, and she's pregnant, so great.
Yeah,
oh,
Jesus.
Wow. Holy that's fuck.
So, yeah, my extended family's not having a good week.
No. Damn, man.
Not at all, man.
But on the bright side, none of it's happening to you personally.
Mm. Yeah, I guess that is a bright side.
That's like, it's cold comfort, but it's comfort.
Breakman is exiled. You're exiled, Breakman.
Frank
All right,
would be
Eric,
the lizard.
Let's,
okay.
Let's.
Well, you said Frankman would be the. Or Freak 5 Cast said Frankman would be the lamest Mega Man boss of all time.
Okay.
And his special move would be the lizard drain.
But he might have a cool stage theme, like
Freak
Plant
Freak 5 is exiled too, so bitch, man.
Also, I heard that. Allegedly, that Mighty No. 9 has been delayed till 2016, based on a Game Informer post and a listing somewhere. But they haven't made any Concept hasn't made any official announcement, and I doubt Deep Silver even has the authority to make an announcement.
I wonder why they would have a delay on that game. It seemed like it was pretty much done.
From what I've heard, I've heard some basically it's like retail build impressions, and it's like it looked really rough. Mm-hmm. So maybe they might take a little bit of time to add some visual polish to it. So.
Yeah, I could see that, but damn, all the way to 2016, just get a couple of guys and
I don't know about
together
that.
No, you know what?
Because they could have taken the time that they did when they first laid it to do the retail release to fix it up. If that was the case,
take your time and get it right. I'd rather get it right than release it when you wanted to and get it wrong.
Why do people give a shit about graphics anymore? To be honest, like that's something I never really understood. Like
it's integral to some games.
Yeah, I'm more angry at the paranoid nutcases that say that the Red Ash Kickstarter or not Kickstarter, but the fact that it got picked up by some company called Fuse Entertainment from China. Was Inafune's plan all along? It's like, really, people? No.
Well, now I want somebody to make a red ass Kickstarter.
I mean, I think people have been burned by AAA development so much that they just can't trust anything anymore. And they stop thinking.
Freak 5 is exiled again. He just keeps digging himself for him.
It's a Frank's special move.
Maybe they were never thinking at all. Wildly, and then die of old age. Fuck you, gamers. I hate gamers because gamers are stupid motherfuckers who don't ever think about anything.
Way to generalize.
That's sad.
way to generalize, buddy.
Hey, I never said all gamers. I never said all gamers, so I qualify my statement.
Hashtag not all gamers.
Hey, that's going to be the name of this episode, man. Not all gamers.
I thought it was going to be erotic violence. We can talk about that.
Erotic violence from Castlevania. It's like this is what Konami has now become.
Yeah, erotic violence. I think that is, if you guys haven't seen the trailer for that Pachinko Japan game,
it must be Pachi Slot 3 because I don't think they made more than 2 so far.
It's really funny. I actually think it's funny. Like, I think it's to me it's a good dose of humor, but they've really lost touch, man. They're out of it.
Yeah, I mean basically I think the most we're going to see out of Konami that's, you know, noteworthy.
At least we'll get a decent soundtrack out of Pachi Slot 3.
Yeah, let Mug finish, Eric.
Okay.
But I think the most we're going to see any interest out of Konami is cameos in games like Smash Brothers.
Konami just needs to go away, man.
Like, so that's the future of the Belmont family, you're saying?
I think
that makes me sad. That makes me more sad than you know.
And actually, you know what will be even worse? It'll be Gabriel Belmont.
Well, it looks like Richter.
Dungeon Buster says, I admit I didn't donate towards Red Ash because I thought they might be spreading themselves too thin.
After the Fuse announcement was made, they lost several thousand dollars in donations. People were just like, fuck this, I'm pulling out.
Yeah, I mean, they probably thought, if it's getting funded, then why do I need to put money into this?
Yeah, well, I mean, the way that they've handled it is pretty sketchy. Mm. I mean, like, basically, like, announcing, like, oh, this is all going to our stretch goal.
To be fair,
we haven't announced.
8-4 did the Kickstarter for Mighty No. 9, and it went well.
Yeah.
Even though people bitched at all the stretch goals that they had planned, and they thought they had launched another Kickstarter when they didn't. They just took the PayPal pre-order money and added that towards their stretch goals. Yeah. They couldn't fit into the original Kickstarter.
Yeah,
Violent a second campaign. It was just more like a, if you do this, then we might be able to do this.
Fucking Freak 5 is going off on the video game that would be featuring me and lawn gnomes. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. Wyland says after him.
Wait, hang on. There are lawn gnomes on your
Jesus
lawn.
Jesus Christ. I hung up on Mug, man. I can't take the singing. Dead Nami.
I don't know if I want to buy.
I tell you, the next time you hang up on me, Frank, I'm not coming back.
I don't know if I want to buy here. Van Pain right away.
But I want you to sing the rest of the Plants vs. Zombies song.
I don't know the rest of the lyrics, though.
Okay. After MSG5, no more Konami, Wyland says.
MSG5. Sodium glutamate 5.
MGS5.
Yeah, this is sad. Like, my favorite companies when I was a kid, you know, were... It was Capcom, remember, Nintendo, and Konami, and two of them
Who remembers Konami wanting to put games that they actually had to put another, you know, basically create a new publishing label so that they could circumvent Nintendo's rules?
About making so many games in a period of time.
Yeah, like you can only release like 5 games a year, so they made the Ultra label so they could put out more than that.
I thought it was 3 games a year.
It may have been that, but I was like, it wasn't many.
All right, Eric, let's get started with news. Let's get this shit done.
That sounds almost like what Nintendo's doing now with the Wii U and 3DS. Mm. Well, actually, they've put more effort into the 3DS and not enough into the Wii U. It feels like we're only getting 2 or 3.
Well, I think Nintendo's putting their efforts into their next system now. I think they're moving on from the Wii U.
Yeah, I believe so too, and I think it's coming.
And what's funny is that, I mean, I saw that thing where it's like it's reached it's sold the 10 million.
Yeah.
And that's like, I mean, that's a pretty strong install base, but
I think that's a strong.
It took it a long time to get there.
Yeah, I know. I realized that. I mean,
how long did it take the PS3 to get those numbers?
not long. I also saw that thing where the PS3 or PS4 has sold more than the Xbox 360 and the Xbox One combined in the last
Wow,
you know,
that's
something
amazing.
Like that.
You know what? I'm going to be adding my my money to that eventually, because there's a Dragon Quest game that we'll be talking about soon. But Eric, we got to get started with the news.
All right. Late. with the first article from Silicon Roo. Yeah. Shin Megami Tensei 4 has sold over 600,000 copies worldwide.
That's good.
Over 6,000 copies worldwide.
Yeah. No. 6,000 times to the 10th exponent. Or,
there you go.
Yeah. Anyways, with recently announced sales figures, Shin Megami Tensei 4 is now one of the best-selling Japanese RPGs on the Nintendo 3DS. And it says they don't have any figures as far as Japanese and Western sales go, so these are global sales, I guess.
Hmm. Yeah.
Anyways, it says it's been on discount for several times, which might have contributed to that.
Yeah, well, not only that, they're
they also
about,
did that $30 credit promotion thing.
I was going to mention that. That's why I bought it, man. That was one of the reasons. I mean, of course, I like RPGs and Shin Megami Tensei, but that was a huge bonus when you bought those two games. I was going to buy those games anyways. So, you know.
So it ranks as third, and some of the other titles include Bravely Default at 1 million and Project X Zone at 400,000. And Fire Emblem Linking is still number one at 1.8 million. And it says here that Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate broke 1 million earlier this year.
Yeah, that's cool. That's good news. I like Atlus quite a bit. They seem to do things just right.
But you don't play any of the games that they've released lately.
No, I haven't lately, but I'm a huge fan.
Let's play Marvel Quest instead.
Marvel,
Frank, you've turned into a casual. You betrayed us.
Get out of here. No, it's called I've Got
Life. Have you guys seen that gamer psych profile thing?
Yeah.
I'll have to link you to it. It's like it'll give you like this little graph showing you like, you know, where your interests are focused gaming wise. You know, I was like, mine is not where I thought it was. I was like,
Dungeon Busters. They're talking about a Kickstarter. Like I said,
Holy Dungeon should be the name of the game.
Dungeon Buster says, complete with a magic flute and ancient sage named Frank Branches. That would be sweet. And you know what? If somebody had talent and they could make a video game, that there you go, man. All the tropes of RP grinders, right?
You don't need talent to make a video game. Steve Colbert found some people to make a visual novel.
You don't? Okay, Freak 5, make a video game, dude. All right, let's go, guys. Come on. Let's see. On to the next story. Break, do you have your stories up? Fuck you, I'll read it then. This comes to us from Siliconary. Dragon Quest XI announced for PlayStation 4 and the Nintendo 3DS. During Square Enix's new Dragon Quest title presentation event, they announced Dragon Quest XI in Search of the Departed Time for PlayStation 4 and Nintendo 3DS. Livestream event is currently ongoing and will update you with more details. Games producer Saito Yusuke, in development for both PS4 and Nintendo 3DS. PS4 version is being developed with the Unreal Engine 4. Really? God damn.
Yeah.
And Square Enix are working to be able to use the PS4 at its full capacity for the upcoming title.
Square Enix did say they are going to use Unreal Engine 4 in their upcoming games.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
That's not surprising. I mean, it's pretty much, you know, everywhere now.
Yeah.
You can't use 3 because 3 is too old.
Yeah, 3 is too old. You gotta go to 4, which is weird because 3 Unreal Engine 3 produced some amazing, visually amazing games. But
oh yeah, I mean, I don't know if that was a while back. I saw a thing where basically the guy took BioShock assets and put them in.
I don't think the 3DS version, looks like it's going to use relatively the same engine 9 did.
What did Mug, what were they using the assets to put into?
They were taking BioShock, which was UE3, and putting the assets in UE4, and just to kind of show like what difference does it make from one engine to the next. And it was just like, wow, these old assets. I mean, the game is 7 years old now, and it's like just kind of showing how good it looks. I mean, it looks really good. I mean, there were some things where like the lighting didn't look right. But, Joe Big Daddy, and it's like the light was too bright reflecting off of it. But it's like the nothing's been optimized for UE4. This is just like a straight yank and put it in UE4 and see what it looks like. So I was like, wow, it makes. I mean, just the engine alone makes it big. That's all. Yeah.
No question. All right, Break, are you back now?
Wait, I wanted to talk about more about 11.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
The 3DS version will have parts of the game where the lower half of the screen will be displayed in a 2D classic Dragon Quest style. Mm-hmm. And then
I saw that. I was like, that's really cool.
And then after
I'm not a DQ fan, but that's really cool.
And then after a certain point, it will just let you switch between one of the two styles.
That's interesting. I'm obviously...
Because the entire game can't be done that way.
Hopefully it'll come to the fucking U.S.
So they decided, hey, let's just let people pick.
Ugh. Yeah. So
effectively, they're making the same game three times.
Wow. All right, Break. Next.
Remember when me and you swore up and down Final Fantasy X would be coming to the U.S.?
Oh, dude. I thought for
at
sure.
At least if 11 doesn't
Final
get
Fantasy localized, 10?
You can always import on the PS4.
Did I say Final Fantasy? I meant Dragon Quest.
Yes, you did. I was going to say, Final Fantasy X has come to the U.S. at least a few times now.
Yes. My bad. I meant Dragon Quest.
Also, it says here that Dragon Quest 11 is in consideration for the NX.
Consideration. Well, yeah. I'm sure all their games are in consideration at some point.
Yeah. All right, Break. Next story, please.
Are we to the Silicon Era article?
I believe so.
Oh, no. That really narrows it down for us.
Okay. Coming to us live from Silicon Era, Dragon Quest Monster Battle Scanner announced for arcade. God damn it. I'm still writing
this. You're going to skip it. Yeah. You didn't listen.
I didn't hear you. Sorry. Dragon Quest Monster Battle Scanner has been announced for arcade as an amusement title similar to Dragon Quest Monster Battle Road, which featured a sword as a control along with monster cards.
That's kind of cool.
What? The sword sounds cool, and then you say cards? Like, what? As for Dragon Quest Monster Battle Scanner, it will be similar to the Monster Battle Road as far as being an amusement title goes. The above image gives us a little clue on its features, with a character who appears to be a protagonist holding a card with it, and a dragon item. Dragon Quest Monster Battle Scanner is in co-development between Squinix and Marvelous, and the game's... What?
It looks like a lower-budget version of Battle Road, which was ridiculous.
Yeah, it's expected sometime in 2016.
It's a card battling game. It's not going to get localized at all, ever.
The whole, getting to use a sword like what you're playing sounds really cool. It reminds me of some of the arcade games like the boxing game where you put on the boxing gloves and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because motion controls are so 2015.
All right, Eric, next story, please.
The next story.
Did I skip you, Moria?
Yes,
and
I did.
And I skipped a news story, so somebody can read that.
Right. Yeah, Mug, go ahead.
So, okay, which one are we on now?
We got to go back to the Dragon Quest X story.
Yeah.
Okay. Dragon Quest. All right. Hang on. I went on to the next story. I'll have to go back to this one. This one comes to us live from Gematsu. Dragon Quest X coming to PS4. Online Dragon Quest expanding to more platforms. That screenshot looks pretty good. Dragon Quest X. Enix's online only Dragon Quest game is coming to PlayStation 4, the publisher announced. Dragon Quest X Online will celebrate its third year since release this year, but with Dragon Quest approaching its 30th anniversary, there is still more to come, Psycho said. Yeah. A release date was not announced. Editor's note, this article initially stated Dragon Quest X was also coming to Nintendo's still in development NX hardware, but Square Enix has confirmed that GameSpot is that an NX version of Dragon Quest X is under consideration. Just as an NX version of Dragon Quest XI is also under consideration.
Exactly. Like I said, I'm sure every single title they publish is under consideration for coming to the West.
I'm pretty sure those two titles are strong candidates to be on.
Yeah, but look how long X's been out, and there's been all we're getting is under consideration.
Now, if it doesn't get localized, I wouldn't jump on the import button so quickly because I do know that the servers are region locked.
Oh, boy.
Mm. What the fuck, man?
Yeah,
it's not only you can't have this game, but fuck you.
Freak 5 is going to share his stinko. He said yesterday he had a pulled pork hungry man, And in this Hungry Man, they have an apple crumble dessert. So we get to hear what's going on with Freak Vibe Stinko later on once he posts it.
I'm guessing diarrhea and
vomiting. I think under consideration for NX at this point just means, well, we need to see what kind of hardware specs this thing has first before he can even commit to it.
Mm.
No, I think under consideration is just their company tagline, what they're supposed to say.
Right.
Yeah, I know. It's like
they have to leave all open possibilities.
Even though I'm pretty sure the NX will be more than capable if the Wii U was.
I'm
so.
Absolutely.
And I would just like to say that, you know, NX, I really hope it's a temporary name.
Yeah. Nintendo Extender, like Microsoft Extender for MSX.
Freak Five's Stinko is there's only enough for one spoon of that apple crumble dessert. He says it's really good.
Why don't they just call it the Wii X and totally fuck everyone over?
Oh, my God, that would be so stupid.
They should just leave Wii, just leave the Wii name behind.
What's wrong with NX? I mean, that sounds cool. Like, it sounds edgy. Hey, Mug, you're breaking up, dude. I'm going to have to hang up on Mug. Sorry.
I want to rename it the Revolution.
Yeah. Like, wasn't that the name?
Or the Ultra 64.
Yeah. Yeah, Ultra 64.
One of the names they gave up on. What was it? A Dolphin. Dolphin was another one they gave up on.
Oh, God. I'm glad they
gave up. For their code name for a system in development, not that they gave up on it.
Right.
I just think they need something.
I thought that would have been a good name, personally.
They need something that's going to, like, grab people, and I don't think NX, you know, lettering, you know, like, just a couple of letters is kind of 90s.
Acronyms
are kind of 2015.
Numbers work for 360 for Microsoft, so,
What is NX supposed to be an acronym for?
They can make it for whatever
they want.
Nintendo.
Better yet.
Nintendo Xerox.
It's the Nintendo New Experience. So, like, because it's extreme.
Yeah, extreme. I was going to say it's extreme. Nintendo Extreme. How about that?
Extreme. We don't need
it'll have some garish 90s colors, and it'll look basically like an episode of Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Right. Then they could do whole totally retro advertising and say blast processing.
Yeah, blast process.
That's a Sega thing, though.
All right, Eric.
Yeah, but Sega's pretty much a Nintendo company now, anyway.
Yeah. Eric,
plus whatever they do on PC.
Eric, next story.
Next story would be, do we talk about this Spike Chunsoft one?
No, that's the one, dude.
Okay, then Spike Chunsoft this is from Silly Garden. Yeah.
They have a Silly Garden?
Silly Garden Raw.
Oh, okay.
Spike Chunsoft and Trias' RPG has a bunch of Valkyrie profile-like features, and they said it's a collaboration side-view RPG called Exist Archive, The Other Side of the Sky for the PS4 and Vita, and it says it takes place in present-day Tokyo and also on a different planet called Protolexa, so I guess you go to somewhere else in the middle of the story, or it just switches between the two.
Space
12,
travel.
12 youths have acquired the gift of immortality from the spirit of an evil deity dwelling within them, and the youths have to end up getting themselves in trouble with the gods.
Huh. That sounds good. I mean,
so
we
get to kill gods because the gods are arrogant assholes, and they need a lesson.
But we have to do it with the power of friendship.
Man, Mug's on
it. We have to do it with love. Yeah. Care Bear stare.
Care Bear stare.
That's the JRPG trope. Remember, Japanese teenager using the power of friendship to kill God.
Since dungeon exploring and Exist Archive will feature super deformed chibi characters in side view style, so like a 2D game, I guess.
Hmm. Interesting.
Let you perform actions such as jumping and dashing while battles start in symbol counter fashion. Attacking enemies first will result in preemptive strikes.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a mechanic that's left over from, let's see.
It sounds kind of rhythm game-ish.
Mm.
Or quick time events, sorry.
The symbol encounter sound very Valkyrie profile-like, but I don't think attacking them mattered whether or not you got a preemptive strike or not.
Hmm. Interesting. I
always love getting a preemptive strike.
Oh man, that's the best. Like I was playing Zillia today and every once in a while you can get that preemptive deal, and it just ends battles really, really quick. It's awesome. But
I like that. When you do it in Final Fantasy 13,
it's hard to pull off in the beginning because you're really weak, and enemies tend to just swarm towards you because they know you're weak.
Mm-hmm. What were you going to say, Brake?
I was going to say, when you do it in 13-2, like it automatically casts haste on your party, and you get a free hit on the enemy. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. That's quite effective.
Yeah. I wonder if it's as effective
as love this, that game, just saying.
This next story, guys, from Silicon Air Row. Muramasa, the Demon Blade Trauma Team, will be downloadable on Wii U in Japan next month.
Although, if you're going to play Muramasa, I'd just get the Vita version.
the way it's
written...
That's
one of the few things that works on the PlayStation TV.
The way it's written, it sounds like Muramasa, the Demon Blade Trauma Team.
Yeah,
no. One game. Demon Blade, Trauma Team.
Yeah.
Like, it's all one game. I'm like...
Apparently, Trauma Team is called Hospital 6 in Japan.
Nintendo confirmed Trauma Team and Muramasa, the Demon Blade will be released as digital titles for Wii U in Japan. Both games are scheduled to come out on August 19th for 2,700 yen each. That's the same price as other downloadable Wii games such as Super Mario Galaxy 2 and Pandora's Tower. What's 2,700 yen?
Well, this is
yen?
Promising. 2,700
yen is probably around $23.
Third-party Wii digital titles? That's interesting.
That's cool. And that's the story.
It also says Super Mario RPG Legend of the Seven Stars will be re-released as a Wii U virtual console game, so I guess we can expect it to come to America.
I guess. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Let's see. Next story is from PlayStationLifestyle.net. Wasteland 2 Director's Cut PS4 and Xbox One release date announced. It says available through retail and digital stores. Wasteland 2 Director's Cut is coming to PlayStation 4 and Xbox One on October 13th. And October 16th in Europe. The other one's an American release. And I think the PC version is getting an update in the form of a patch to be equal to these versions.
You know what would be a great setting for an RPG, like an isometric Diablo-style RPG, would be Terminator. I think that would be pretty interesting. You know, like you're trying to...
It won't be interesting because the budget for even paying for the license will be cut.
No, I understand that, but I'm just saying if they wanted to do it, it would be fantastic. But
I didn't like that suggestion because
everyone wants to do it.
Yeah.
Wait, what are we talking about?
We're talking about ruling the world because
everyone wants to do that.
Everyone wants to rule the world.
Thank you.
I just hung up on.
Do you want me to discuss the key features, or have we already discussed that before?
I think we discussed that before, man. We've
well, we
about...
don't go over the entire laundry list, but we talked a little bit about it.
Yeah.
Basically, it's better.
All right. Mug, can you go on with the next story?
Okay, I figured I was going to be doing the one after. All right, let me pull this up real quick. Coming to us live from Silly Conera, Final Fantasy Explorers headed westward this January. Square Enix has just announced that Final Fantasy Explorers, their action RPG title, which has some Monster Hunter-like elements for the Nintendo 3DS, will be released in North America and Europe this January. Final Fantasy Explorers focuses on cooperative play with friends and utilizes a refined party system, allowing explorers to master over 20 new and familiar jobs, including knight, monk, black mage, and white mage, to defeat the realm.
Oh my god, there are mages in Final Fantasy?
What do they mean by refined party system? This is the first game of its type.
I know. To defeat the realm's mightiest monsters and even recruit them for battle, like Persona. players will have the ability to call upon the powers of Eidolons like Ifrit and Bahamut, as well as transform into other legendary characters from the Final Fantasy series via the trance feature.
Is it Bahamut or is it Bahamut? Like,
I think it's
Bahamut, I've heard it different.
Actually. Yeah. I've always said Bahamut, so I don't know. It's
I've always said Bahamut, too.
Yeah.
I like that.
Here's
a
bit on the game's story. The world is on the brink of war. Over its reserves of crystals, the planet's chief source of power, players must band together to form an elite squad of explorers on an island rich in crystals, braving hordes of monsters in hopes of conquering a newly discovered grand crystal, every explorer's dream. Final Fantasy Explorers will be released in North America on January 26th and in Europe on January 29th, 2016 for Nintendo 3DS.
This story was brought to you by Bad Movie Phone Guy.
Yeah. I just think it's amazing that Square remembered that the 3DS was the thing.
Yeah. Some of the screenshots look nice, but I don't know how the game
Dungeon
is.
Buster seems to think that
So maybe we'll get more 3DS games in the future?
Dungeon Buster says there was a Terminator RPG back in the 90s, or one with RPG elements, when Bethesda had the license.
Put this on the eShop and Theater Rhythm Curtain Call. I swear you'll make a lot more money that way.
Yeah, it was Terminator 2029, Dungeon Buster says. Sweet.
That rings a faint bell.
Yeah. All right, Eric, let's read the last story.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything about the eShop, so they're being stupid again and not doing digital store. Why do they hate the digital store?
I don't know.
They
man.
Can make lots of money that way.
I don't know.
It's like you go gaga over mobile, but 3DS, you're like, duh.
All right, Eric, last story, dude.
Last story. Summon Night 5 physical package includes the game's complete soundtrack. We're going to talk about the overview of the other crap that you're going to get in here, but it says you'll get the UMD disc and the complete OST with 37 songs on a CD and one of two. Why one of two? Why not two of them?
I know.
Wait, did you say UMD?
Yep.
Yeah. It's physical PSP release.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
And
even XSEED's not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is Victor Island we're talking about.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I like
also
Summon
you also
Night.
Said UMD disc. So
I want to get him on the show if I can, and do an interview.
I don't know if that's wise.
Why?
Because I may feel compelled to strangle him.
Well, no. I mean, we'll do a recording without you.
Oh, okay. Well, that's probably
so
wise.
You won't be able to strangle him through the internet.
Yeah, I know. It's like I just need to punch him in the face through the internet.
What'd you punch him in the face for? The fact that he fucked up Sailor Mirage's difficulty by doing a whole bunch of bullshit and Lunar Eternal Blue's saving system on the Sega CD.
And there was also
making a pop a mile harder than it needed to be by increasing the HP of the bosses.
Yeah, and there was also Exile Dark Phenomenon where he felt the need to make it absurdly difficult. And also his very, very liberal interpretation of translation philosophy.
Mm. What do you mean by liberal? Like completely changing the characters?
Yeah, adding shit literally, like he did in the
so there are Bill Clinton jokes in this one, or
adding stupid pop culture references like Austin Powers or making the thing like the
Dragon.
Well,
they got better about that towards the end of the PlayStation 1's life cycle and. By the time they were winding down as a company, because Arc the Lie doesn't have any of that crap in it.
It's like the dragon and Lunar being, it's dragon poop. Yeah, okay, whatever.
I think they toned down the culture references in the remakes of Lunar.
Okay, if I'm shopping in a store and I see a game labeled dragon poop, I'm gonna have to pick it up and look at the back.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, I never did play the release of Dragon. I think it was called Dragon. Poop it was Stick. A Saturn game. Dragon Commander Wars, or I don't know. Yeah. I can't remember.
All right, let's move on, guys.
But I haven't read all the rest of this stuff. But we kind of got on a tangent here. But 19x14 posters packaged in a box. These are the one of two, so you don't get one. You get one at random. And it says in a box with a serial numbered hologram on the back, and includes a code for the digital version as well. And you can get it for pre-order it at $42 with $5 shipping and handling.
$42 for UMD, yeah. That's not happening, man.
scheduled to come out in the fall.
I mean, I can see it if you want. I mean, if you're just since it comes with the digital
soundtrack, soundtrack's probably what you're really paying for.
You know what? I recently got my PSP back out and been playing it. I'm just saying.
I need to look
they could send me a. They could send me a copy and I could review it. There you go.
You know the last game that I played on the PSP?
You said your PSP was busted, though.
I have two PSPs. And I think the last game I played was like one of the God of Wars, man. Like it's been forever since
Damn,
I played
dude.
That.
Like you never played E7?
Yeah, I did play E7, but I think I played the God of War game after that.
Like, oh, okay. I was gonna say, like the last PSP game, the most recent PSP games I played were E7 and the Corpse Party games.
You didn't play Break. Yeah. I forget. I think it was called. It started with a B. I can't remember now.
I was going to say, that narrows it down a lot.
Yeah.
Brandish. Brandish Stark.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, Revenant. I did not.
Oh. All right, let's move on. Any homie discounts this week?
Yes, I have one.
All right.
This is from Humble Bundle. This week's bundle is Van. You can get a. It's called the Games from Japan bundle, and you can get a bunch of Japanese games. There's Vanguard Princes and Supercharged Robot Volkaiser in 99 Spirits Special Edition. You only have to pay $1 for just those three, but if you pay the average of – or a little more than the average, which means just pay a cent more of four – yeah, pay at least $4.42, you can get Gurren Minna Monster's Adventure, Neo Aquarium, The King of Crustaceans, and Sacred Tears True. If you pay $10, you'll also get Hyper Dimension Neptunia Rebirth on Steam.
Hmm.
And I mentioned this because there's three RPGs on here.
I'm just looking at chat, and I just saw Freak Five's Farewell. Like he has to.
Actually, there's technically four.
And he says he's going to a wedding shower. Watch how much shit I give him on Twitter for that. A wedding shower? He's missing grinders for a fucking wedding shower, man.
Anyways, you have five, 18 hours and 14 minutes and counting to get in on this deal.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what kind of guy goes to a wedding shower?
Yeah. That's what I was going
to
say.
Maybe he's hoping to get it on with one of the future bridesmaids. like, I'm such a sensitive guy.
Don't give him that much credit, man. Come on.
He's probably not, but I don't want to rule anything out since I don't know him that well.
All right. Let's move on. Any Twitter questions this week, Brady?
There was a little bit on Twitter here. Freak said he was going to call us and talk about his Stinko, but, that didn't happen.
Yeah, we already discussed his Stinko, the crumbled apple pie, whatever, cobbler shit that's in the Hungry Man. He says they should provide more of that. It is a Hungry
and
Man.
And I have a question here. A Tinko, would that be like when Peter Pan wipes his ass?
No, that's like Plinko, but like Tinko. So it's like instead of like putting a disc down, like you poop down a chute and hope to get it in the right spot. That's
wow,
Tinko.
I see.
Yes. Okay, interesting. So anyway, at Let's Chat Podcast, thanked us for being on the show. He had an honor being with us. Check his show out. It's at Let's Chat Podcast on Twitter. You can find out more there. He also said he had a great podcast week. Sean Colon, director of at A Fat Rec, AFATWRECK, was on Let's Chat, and he was a guest on our show. And then one more from Freak Five Chaos. He says the guest mentions that he smoked his share of weed and later laughs at one of Frank Branch's stupid jokes. Was he high then?
Exile. Exile.
Laughing at a Frank joke.
Son of a bitch.
At Frank's expense.
Get out of here. You guys are son of a bitches. I'm one of the funniest guys. I'm one of the most underrated podcast hosts ever, man.
You're definitely one of the funniest looking podcasts.
Get out of here, son of a bitch. You exiled, goddamn son of a bitch. All right, guys. Is that it, Frank? Anything else?
That's it, yeah.
All right. What have you been playing? Let's start with you, Mug.
Well, given my home situation, I haven't had a chance to play much or just haven't been in a mood to play much. I did finish Metal Gear Solid 2 HD, and that's really been it.
Well, that's cool. At least you finished a game, man.
Yeah.
Break.
I watched somebody play that, because after you changed the rating, like, I really lost interest in that game because he was just so whiny.
Yeah.
There's a lot more to. Did you ever watch that video I pointed you to from Super Bunny Hop about that kid's critical close up of MGS2?
I don't know if I did or didn't.
Well, probably not, or else you might sing a different tune.
Yeah, maybe. Oh well. You'll have to send that to me again. I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Break.
What have I been? Is that it?
What have you been playing, man?
Is Moria done?
MGS2 is the only game I have felt up to playing this week.
Yeah, gotcha. I understand that. I really haven't played anything much new. Like I said, I was playing my PSP a little bit, like Loco Roco. I love that game Patapon, but I am absolutely terrible at it.
I've heard those games are really fucking hard.
It's a rhythm-based game, you know, and I'm the white stereotype, the great white stereotype. Lack rhythm.
That's a PSP game, right? So how did you play it?
Yeah, on the PSP.
I thought you said your PSPs were dead, though.
I got it out and I fixed it and was playing with it.
How'd you fix it? I'd like to know, because my...
He turned it on.
My 3000, or my 2000 model is kind of broken.
Yeah,
I bricked it.
This is how he fixed it.
I don't know how to repair a brick.
Okay.
You know how he fixed it? He plugged it into the charger, charged it, and turned it on.
All right, fine. Here's how I fixed it. I bought a new battery.
When he told me he bricked it, does that mean he thought it was bricked?
That's entirely possible.
He bought a new battery for it, he said, Eric.
Yes, I bought a new battery.
You can charge those things. You don't need to buy a new one.
it wasn't working.
Brake is buying new batteries.
So you completely tapped out of it somehow.
Brake is buying like new batteries every time the battery runs out. He doesn't understand that they're rechargeable.
I hate you guys so much.
All right, is that it, Brake?
I'm trying to think. What else did I play? Just more Record Keeper and Just Cause.
Yeah. All right, Eric.
God, that game is long. I've been playing it, a month now, and I'm at 31%.
Damn. Well, that's good, though. That's a sign of a good game, dude, when you have a lot of gameplay like that.
Yeah.
All right, Eric. What are you been playing? You're a fucking gaming master over here, man. What have you been playing?
I'm drowning in review code, actually. There's a couple here I have mentioned because I haven't really played them long enough to make them worth mentioning. But I quote unquote finished Odalis. I got to the final boss and he was a fucking hearted piece of shit. So I decided to watch the ending on a YouTube video instead. Oh, yeah,
that's basically how I did Final Fantasy X.
What
I did with Final Fantasy.
You couldn't beat
the but the final boss of Final Fantasy X isn't bullshit.
Yeah. Well, I didn't get to the final boss. I got bored with it at one point. And I was just like, fuck this.
I like over leveling your characters and then going back and playing the final boss, like killing Seymour in one
so
hit.
So easy.
It's like, oh, Seymour's dead. Fuck you, Seymour. Yeah,
I was like, I got through the rest of the game and I at least attempted to fight the final boss, but I think the fact that the game has lives and you have to replay the entire level if you fail.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, I hate that.
Design because of the game's design, I'm just watching a video now.
That's the same problem with Mario Galaxy 2. You only have a certain amount of lives. If you die within the level, lose those lives, you got to start the whole fucking level over. And some of those levels are just like,
a bunch
damn it.
Of lives, yeah. But nah.
Yeah.
All right, Eric, what else have you been playing?
But Machina of the Planet Roller, it's an RPG by Sekai Project, and it's probably the first RPG they've done, but it's made with RPG Maker. I played that a little bit more.
Mm. I want to be a planet roller.
And then I played more of Senran Kagura Burst during my breaks at work.
How do you like Senran Kagura Burst?
It's not a bad game. It's a repetitive brawler, but then again,
it's extremely shallow.
And there's the whole clothes whipping mechanic. But outside of that, there's a visual novel.
Yeah,
and it's like, the visual novel part is actually pretty good.
Yeah, that was the one that was the last game that I translated for XSEED.
Well, it's more like a sound novel since you don't really see the characters. It's just a lot of text being said and voiceovers being voiced.
Yay, Mug, for his contribution to Senran Kagura Burst. Yeah. All right.
How do you take a picture of the 3DS again? Because I'm going to do it and post it on Twitter and say, hey, my friend translated this. Go yell at him if you disapprove of it.
Yeah, exactly. Or either you should just promote people yelling at Mug. That's what I would do. Just, you know,
look, how about not? I've already had enough shit from people bitching at me about my translations.
Right. No, I'll say good things.
Yeah.
All right, what
and
else?
Not leave, and tell people not to, you know, bother you.
What else, Eric?
Right, not me even mentioning it. But I also played a little bit of No Time to Explain. And I got to the second boss of that game, and I was like, yeah, I think I've played enough to do it.
I was going to say, but what's that game about?
It's a game where you...
No. You're supposed to say...
No Time to Explain.
But, yeah. But no, that joke was too easy, that's why. Anyways, basically, your future self tells you that there's no time to explain, gets grabbed by a crab monster, drops his gun, you pick it up, you follow him, and then you use the gun to propel yourself across the map and not run into spikes and shit. Mm. And the bosses are... And the game's hard because it's physics-based, and the fixes are, you know, wonky. Mm. And you have to figure out how to best use them to get through the level without dying. And it's hard as fuck. And I say, yeah, I kind of done. I've seen what this game can do. I just need to talk about it now. I don't know if I want to hurt myself trying to beat the rest of it.
All right, Eric. What else?
Yeah, and very, very much feels like a Newgrounds game because there's lots of F and it feels like the voice actors are. Or the Game Grumps guys, because they sort of sound like it. And they make and they make jokes all the time when you die or whatever. Mm. But I also played Monos, the Hand of Fate Director's Cut, which is a video game platformer that's based on a movie that was released like over 50 years ago. Which is... It's apparently a weird film that's like so bad it's good, I guess. Mm.
All right, but, is that it, Eric? Or?
Yeah, that's all I really been playing.
I played Tales of Zillia. So far, I'm kind of digging the game. It's not nearly as hard as Vesperia, and I really like it. It's so far. I'm still learning the mechanics of it. I just started that.
Well, if you don't want to earn grade, you can play Vesperia and easy, but then you won't be able to use the grade for New Game Plus.
Yeah. Vesperia, I got so many problems with. I just stopped playing.
It's a good game. You just suck.
I do. I suck. I fully admit that.
Rank Match sucks. Here's a suggestion. Just play the game on normal until you get to a boss, then turn it to easy and just forego whatever grade you'd get there.
Mm, I guess. Marvel Puzzle Quest, of course, and that's
all. It gets easier as you move on, and you actually spend time to grind because you probably want to. Because all the recipes you earn, you probably want to master them.
Mm. All right, let's move on to our stinkos, Eric. I don't see that you have any stinko down here.
I thought of it, but Moria kind of took it already. It's Cecil the Lion.
Yeah. All right, Mug. Let's get into it then. Cecil the Lion.
Yeah, everybody's heard about it by now. That asshole dentist who decided to illegally hunt and kill, in effect, torment and kill one of Zimbabwe's most famous specimens of wildlife.
Yeah, not just him, but any fucking hunter. Anybody who's out there hunting,
not to mention the
killing
method that he did to get it killed. He lured it out of the national park that it was protected.
If you're out there killing for fun or for sport and you're not...
I'm such
like,
a man. I fought a lion with a gun instead of my bare
Eric,
hands.
Please let me finish.
Sorry.
Okay. What was I saying? Yeah, now I completely forgot. Go ahead. Doesn't even matter.
No, I agree, Brake.
If you're out there hunting for sport or for fun... You're just out there to cut an animal's head off and mount it on your wall. You're a sick fuck, and I hope something bad happens to you.
You know, Wiffix and I talked...
Like, you people need to stop. You're sick.
Yeah,
killing animals for food is one thing. Like, I know hunters. I know people that hunt. And every one of them, like, they'll go out and kill deer, but they eat the meat.
Well, the thing is about deer are also in a kind of a special case because if you don't...
they're overpopulated too.
Yeah,
overpopulated. I mean, it's like here in Colorado, like we. I'm not a big. I don't. I've never been hunting.
But these guys are out here hunting like bears or lions or something. Like lions are, their numbers are dwindling because of shit like that.
You know, something
poaching
that was
is a major problem for the big cats.
Yes, it is. They're doing it for the thrill of it.
You know, something. Whippix and I were talking about this, and my observation was this. It's like, to me, I equate it with somebody coming into this country and killing a bald eagle. Can you imagine the backlash? Like, let's say somebody from Zimbabwe paid
What's
somebody.
What's funny is that bald eagles are a pest species now.
Not only that they came into our country and did. They came into our country, paid somebody.
Yeah, that's
and it. That person's like, here, show, like an American shows them out to them. Like,
yeah, see, this is what I was.
And that's something, too. Like, they took this. This was an animal that was lured off its property. These guys knew this was a friendly animal.
Yeah. No, and not – well,
and
no,
because
no lion is
friendly. They behave differently. A friendly animal, a trained animal, basically an animal like a lion that was raised by – in this case, raised by humans its entire life. Hmm. It knows how to react to people. It's not afraid of people and such. There are actually pictures people used to take with this lion. It can't happen now. But what they did was they put an animal on the back of a dead animal on the back of a truck and use like the scent of that to lure the lion out. A wild lion wouldn't have gone for that.
Mm. Well,
because the wild lions are going to be hunters. Yeah. They're afraid of vehicles and stuff.
There was also the fact that they had tried and failed to destroy his tracking collar.
Yes, yes. Just these guys, like I said it on Twitter, we need to deport this dentist. He can go to Zimbabwe to spend his restful, miserable life hunted by lions.
You know, here's the thing.
Say we throw him out in the jungle with any weapons, put some meat on his back, and let him survive. See how it fucking feels.
Yeah, I'm
to
not
be a fucking hunted, scared animal.
Yeah, I'm not for the eye for an eye thing.
I know.
Because
I'm sorry. I'm really angry.
Don't be shy, Brake. Tell us how you're really.
Yeah. No. Look, Brakeman.
People who dox this dentist though are awful too.
Brakeman brings up a good point.
I mean, the thing is, this mob justice thing about him is like, Zimbabwe wants him.
No, I want to say something about mob justice too, because there's a big thing going on.
That's how social justice works on Twitter too. It's all mob mentality.
Yeah. I'm just telling you how I personally feel. Like personally,
I mean,
I think he should be deported to Zimbabwe. Yeah. Spend the rest of his life in jail.
Extradited. Yeah.
He should spend him and those two assholes. Spend the rest of their miserable lives in prison.
I don't know
in Zimbabwe prison.
Look,
use a loophole will always backfire.
Break this.
Stop. The people are sending death threats to other people. Stop. What is wrong with you? Stop.
Yeah, don't do that. Like, I'm in disagreement with you a little bit, Break. Like, I think what this guy did was deplorable, right? Like, I don't – like, the analogy that I made with the bald eagle stands. You know, if somebody came here, we would all be outraged. I would be outraged because that's our national treasure. You know, I mean, bald eagles are thought of very fondly.
I don't know if that'd be the same though, because bald eagles are wild animals. They're not friendly. This wasn't a friendly animal raised by humans.
There's no friendly lion. I'm sorry to
no.
Break that
there are pictures of people next to the lion.
Hang on, I have to interject here. There are tame, friendly, docile big cats. Mm. There's no such thing as a domesticated big cat.
Correct.
Because domestication is something that happens to a population over many generations.
Yes.
But, I mean, there are friendly big cats.
Yes. Well, there are people that own cats.
Let me tell you this.
You can never, you know, let it leave your head that this is still a wild animal.
Mm-hmm.
Dad, don't piss it off in any way.
You guys are missing my point here. I'm not able to get my point out. The overarching thing that I have to say about this is, to me, it equates with that. The punishment should fit the crime. The guy really should spend a lot of time in jail. There's no question about that. But like Eric was saying, mob mentality and stuff like that. Anybody who threatens to kill somebody, you're just as bad.
I mean, it's like Zimbabwe wants him extradited. He should be extradited and tried it there.
I don't, but see, you run a double-edged sword with that because in Zimbabwe, I don't know all the laws there, but I'm pretty sure it's third world-ish, where if he was found guilty, he could, you know, potentially...
Well, yeah, but he went to this country willingly.
I agree.
He knew, like, that was his choice to go to the country. If you go to a country and you break the laws, then you should pay the penalty for that country. Mm. I'm sorry. Yeah. You're going into somebody else's land. Yeah. If you don't bother to learn the laws, that's on you.
Why he learned it out of the national park.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the reason I don't go to foreign countries, because I don't want to bother learning the laws.
He deliberately, you know, lured a national icon.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm saying. Like, isn't it the same in other countries? Like, they have a certain species that...
No,
that...
because this was a domesticated... Or not, I'm sorry, not domesticated. We just talked about this.
Yeah.
This was a tame lion. This was, like, the pet of the country. It wouldn't be, like, killing... It'd be like coming into our country and killing Joe Biden. Like the country mascot or something, you know?
Joe Biden's a mascot.
If there were
a well-known and popular single,
like, back in the 80s, let me finish. Sorry.
If there were a specific bald eagle that were tamed and was, you know, and basically nationally known and loved and appreciated, and some hunter came to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
and killed that specific animal, yes, there would be a national outcry.
Yeah, it's more like this, Frank. It's equated to two college rivals, and one college rival goes over to the other college rival and crucifies their animal on, like, the football field.
No, I get it, dude.
It's closer to that than what you're saying.
I think the worst part of the whole thing is...
He deserves a lifetime in prison. This is
I don't know
worse than
lifetime.
Killing a wild bald eagle. It's
look,
far worse.
Let me break it down for you here, okay? He doesn't deserve to spend the rest of his life in prison because, in all reality, an animal is not... equal to a person's life. There are plenty of people that have taken other people's lives in this country and haven't spent the rest of their life in prison.
I disagree with that too. I think a lot of people, like, the punishments for crimes in this country are way out of whack.
I agree. I totally agree.
But I do have to disagree with you, like, massively on that, because I don't think human life is any more valuable than any
man. Me either.
I disagree. I mean, that's for a different day. We can
just because we possess a level of sentience that is different than, say, a dog, doesn't mean that we deserve any special.
Look,
to me, the lives of my pets mean more than the life of a stranger.
I'm not done yet. On the same note,
I'm sorry.
On the same note, I also wouldn't go out of my way and bend over backwards to give more deference to an animal in the cases of, like, civil rights.
Let me put it this way, and this is the way I've said it for years. Like, the only thing special about humans is the ability to think we're special.
No. That's a very –
that's well put.
I disagree with you, Mug. We could have this philosophical argument till kingdom come, and I'm pretty sure I would if not come out on top, make you
I
see
think
a different –
the biggest thing that
life,
makes us different is knowledge and our ability to pass down knowledge to generations.
That's not true.
That's what makes us different. But
what makes us different from animals is our ability to rationalize. That's what.
But
makes
but
us
I wanted to say, like, my pets, they're family to me. You know, like,
so are mine.
My dog
can rationalize.
Look, yeah, like, my dog knows can tell me from a stranger. Like,
look,
she loves me and she's not a stranger. You
I
know?
Agree with you, Brake. But here's my point. Like, I love my animals. I have a basset hound that I love to death, and I have a cat that we've had for 8 years. Right?
No, and I've got my little boy sitting on my lap right now, right, Mr. Fuzz.
Look, if I have to make
this, that's right. His name is Fuzzy.
Heart-wrenching
very
decision
original.
Of whether or not to kill a human being over my own pet, we could discuss that all day long, man.
That person's dead.
Yeah, no.
I don't like. That's something I don't think we could ever, like, save for. That's one we can just think what we would do, but until you're in that situation,
yeah, you really don't know, man. But I'm telling you, I would have a hard time either way. Like,
it'd be a hard thing.
Yeah. Wait, actually, here's a relevant question: if someone asked you to help, if someone was ill and, you know, and asked you to help them commit suicide, would you do it?
I'm not a licensed doctor.
I couldn't do that. Like, even if I was a licensed doctor, I'd have to think about that because I.
They would. Well, I'd suggest. I mean, it's like, they would need somebody who know how to do it. You know,
assuming for argument's sake that there would be no legal repercussions.
Not legal. I'm not thinking of that. I'm thinking like, wouldn't you want to be like go in the least painful way? I'm not an expert on that kind of thing, you know?
You don't really have to be an expert on that kind of thing.
Shooting somebody in the head doesn't sound like it'd be not painful, you know?
I was going to say, it would be almost instantaneous.
Yeah, well, but we're talking about me, so I'd probably miss and, like, hit a specific part of the frame. They would die slowly over a month period, you know?
This reminds me.
Shooting them in the stomach. Oh, God! Yeah, their stomach acids are bleeding out into their chest cavity. And it's like, oh, God, my lungs are dissolving.
Have you guys ever seen the movie Bill and Ted's Billion Dollar Movie? I think that's what it's called. But
nope, I've never seen a single Bill and Ted anything.
Not Bill and Ted. It's Ted and Eric's. I'm sorry. Ted and Eric's.
Bill and Ted. I was sitting there like, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure Bugs. No. I don't remember Ted. This.
No.
What the hell was I talking about?
You guys just reminded me of this scene in it where they're shooting. It's John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell shooting. John C. Reilly shoots him and thinks he's dead, and he's not really dead, and like goes on and on. You guys got to check it out. His name is Taquito. It's classic. It's pretty good, man. You guys should watch that movie. I don't think Brake. Did you have a stinko? Was it the Cecil thing? For sure,
I did have one. We got kind of distracted by the Cecil.
Yeah, thing. I'm sorry. I went off on a tangent. My bad.
No, it's all right.
I know I spoke with hyperbole when I was saying like they should put meat on him and cinema. I don't really think that. Those are just angry words. I mean, really, he should go on trials, which should happen.
Yeah, I agree with that, right?
Yeah, the last. But I was going to say there were 5 remaining northern white rhinos left in the world, and now there are 4. I mean, the species is on its way out.
Yeah.
God, what an upper we're having on the stinkos.
This is stinkos. I mean, that's not supposed to be an upper.
Speaking of that, I'll continue with this. Roddy Piper died today.
I know. Add that one to the list. Fuck.
Yeah. And like in honor of this, you should go and get Saints Row 4 because he has an awesome and extended cameo.
Yeah. I love that movie They Live, man. I really love that.
That was a great movie.
I hated the way it ended though.
Yeah, it was kind of a shitty ending, but you know, most movies don't end very well. Like they just don't. Oh. Like can you name me like on the top of your head 5 movies that just end really well? Like I can't.
The Thing?
The Thing.
It's also a John Carpenter movie.
Yeah, The Thing is a good one. Name me a few more. It's hard. Hmm? Which one?
What?
Which one?
Oh, no, I thought someone said something that I didn't catch. No. Let's see. I will say The Witcher, both the original and the remake.
What did you say? You broke up a little.
The Hitcher.
Yeah.
Oh, The Hitcher. I don't think I saw the remake.
The remake
was actually surprisingly good. It has Sean Bean in it, so of course, yes.
Ex Machina. I think Ex Machina's ending was pretty good.
Ex Machina's ending was very good, I think. Mm-hmm. John Carter.
How about The Lord of the Rings, Return of the King?
A lot of people hated that, but I would say...
Yeah. Well, like they took their time and like gave you a complete ending, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, they covered all the bases.
Yes.
Serenity ended very well, I thought.
That was a great ending.
Yeah. Constantine?
The movie Constantine?
Yes.
Really?
I think that movie is grossly underappreciated.
Ugh, that movie was horrible, man.
It was all right.
Bad movie.
It wasn't spectacular.
Here's one for you. Moon.
Oh, Moon.
Yeah.
Interesting.
With Sam Rockwell.
Okay. Yeah,
great movie.
It's a pretty good movie.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, you should. It's very worth it.
I don't know, man. Like to me, it's just like there's not a lot of great ending. But anyways, let's move on to Sweetos, guys. Eric, no Sweeto. I don't see there.
Wait, I didn't do my stinko.
Oh, I'm sorry, Break.
Basically, he kind of overrode mine.
No, his stinko was I'm in here. Yeah. You're in this group.
Go ahead, Break.
You probably all heard about the cop shooting in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Which one? I was going to say, there have been so many, they all kind of tend to...
Well, a University of Cincinnati police officer was out of his jurisdiction, or, well, I should say he wasn't out of it. He was in it when he started, and he went out of it to pull a guy over. He pulled a man over because he didn't have a front license plate.
How stupid is that?
Yes, which is ridiculous. And within, I think it was a minute, 2 minutes, the guy ended up dead, shot in the head.
Yeah. Yeah. Was this the one where the guy, the driver, like said, "I have a dash cam"?
What?
I just saw something. I didn't click on the article, but it basically said like the driver, like the guy who had been pulled over, basically he said to the cop, "Just to warn you, I have a dash cam. This is being recorded."
No.
Yeah.
No, I didn't hear about that one.
And apparently, that guy was killed too.
Yeah. Look.
Well, what he was pulled over for that, and. The cop is like, "Where, you know, why I pulled you over?" And you know, the guy kind of argued with him a little about it because I agree with him. It's a stupid fucking rule. And he's like, "Look, my plate's right here." And at one point, and they tried to use this to people tried to use this to discredit the driver. Oh, at one point, the officer's like, "What's that bottle right there?" And it was a bottle of gin, and he handed it to the cop because the cop asked for it. But people were saying he asked for the cop asked for his license, and he gave him the bottle of gin. That's not what happened. That was just a side note. But at one point, the cop tried to open the door, and the guy was like, "No." He tried to shut it. So he at that point tries to turn his car on and leave. The cop reaches into his car, and within 1 second is. The guy is dead because the cop pulled a gun and shot him in the head.
Since when did fleeing...
So anyways, this happened 2 weeks ago, and we've been waiting for the video to come out, and it came out just a few days ago. The camera on the chest.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
the
okay.
Body cam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the officer said, and when they're discrediting this guy, like they said he didn't have he had a suspended license, he had priors and stuff like that, and all this stuff,
so
they're crediting him.
So
the cop said he was dragged... by the car, and he shot him in self-defense.
Full of shit. Now,
we've watched the video. Basically, it goes from the cop trying to open the door, and then 2 seconds later, the guy is dead because the cop's already pulled his gun and shooting him.
Yeah. Look,
before the car has even moved.
This is the problem.
I think that we've basically got a scenario where I think you should basically fire and replace all of the cops in the United States in waves.
Yep.
Yeah, well, and this is another part of the stinko is this was a University of Cincinnati police officer, not a Cincinnati police officer, because Cincinnati police officers went through the riots of 2001, and they've been a lot better trained, and there really haven't been any incidents since then. But this is a UC cop. Why do colleges have their own police forces?
Yeah,
that is a little fucked up.
And by
the
way,
fuck.
By the way, I think Ohio is the new Florida. Like I used to joke on DMT all the time, Zimbabwe or Florida. And I think Ohio is the new Florida, man. Some weird shit goes on in Ohio, man.
Yeah, like, I know.
It really does.
Like, I definitely know weird shit goes on here. I live.
Oh, speaking of cops, what do you guys think about cops utilizing fire lanes, like, to park? Like, if they're – because I was at Home Depot yesterday.
I feel about the same way I feel about the buses using the fire lane.
Yeah, it's bullshit, isn't
it? It's bullshit. It's absolutely ridiculous. Those are for emergency uses. A cop should fucking know better. It's called a fire lane for a fucking reason.
Yeah.
For fire trucks, you fucking stupid bastards.
And don't give me this shit you're responding to a fucking call either. You can park just like everybody else and walk, you know, unless it's an emergency. I can see that. Like if there's somebody in the
building.
An
emergency lane. That is what it is for emergencies. Right. I see cops go fly down that for a wreck. That's fine.
Yeah, I agree.
Doing their job then.
Right, right. Yeah, I don't know. Just
but parking stupid. In the fire lane, no. That cop should be suspended.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to our Sweetos.
Or reprimanded, something.
Let's.
Well, let me go with my Sweeto first because it actually leads into or comes off of that stinko.
All right, go for it.
If the body cam, if this officer did not have the body cam, he would have played it off as the guy fought back, he drug him with the car, and it was self-defense. Because of the body cam... the district attorney of the county of Hamilton has indicted him for murder.
Oh, well, now it's only
and apparently, like, and if you paid attention to recent history, he's the only cop who's been indicted for murder in recent times.
Yeah, but I
so it's about time that somebody does something.
It's not entirely true. There have been others break, but they always get away with it, dude. Like
no, I said in recent history.
Yeah,
I
mean, the thin blue line. Fuck.
I'm not talking about like the past 6 months because yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But this we have a body cam of him, and if you time it, it takes less than 2 seconds between the time he reaches into the car to grab the guy's keys, mm-hmm. who by the way was not armed and was not fighting back,
and also that's
and then pulling
not,
the gun out and shooting
okay
him in the head.
Yeah, I mean like that's also not allowed for a cop to do that.
Yeah, I know that's absolutely fucking ridiculous. If a cop was trying to reach into my car, I think I'd try and pull away too. I'd be scared.
You're goddamn right, I would. I would be afraid he would shoot me, just like what he did.
And you know what they're supposed to do? They're supposed to let you go.
Yep.
Get the license plate. Don't cause a high-speed chase because guess what? Thousands of people, and there was a recent study, thousands of people have died in police chases who were innocent bystanders.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's nothing worth an innocent
you
life.
You get his license plate.
Yeah,
find him later. Jesus Christ.
That's the thing. I think that the real problem that cops nowadays have just kind of – or they've either forgotten or they're not being trained is two fucking words. Do not escalate. Or I was thinking, don't escalate.
See, that's
you know
the thing.
I mean.
I was talking about Cincinnati police earlier. That one of the reasons they've had such like – there haven't been any real problems between them and like in the black community has been that they have been taught to de-escalate situations.
Yeah.
Here's the problem.
Like that's what they're supposed to do. And
cops,
and the cops are – but you know, they're still police officers.
Cops
so there's
go
still
from
a
zero
bit of distrust. But they've been taught to de-escalate. And the same thing with the L.A. police force. They've been taught to de-escalate a situation, not escalate it, which is the opposite of what this UC
cop
funny
did.
Because
totally
even, escalated this.
I agree, it's in the training.
LA cops de-escalating. It's like as someone who watched the LA riots after Rodney King. You know, I was like, yeah, well, that could
not,
really.
I'm saying, this is now
more modern. Yeah,
yeah. This is what they've been trained to now because of all the. Their negative interactions with minorities specifically.
We have
proof with this guy that the cops lie.
Yeah, but
they
we also have
roof.
Proof.
This guy tried to take other police officers down with him too.
Yeah.
He tried to get them to lie for him.
That's the only reason that
but
he's facing
fortunately,
those charges.
Fortunately, they didn't.
Yeah.
So you can say there are honest people out there.
Look, that's the only reason that guy is getting indicted is because he tried to bring other cops with him, man. Like, if it was
he's getting indicted because of the body cam.
Yeah.
Because he's caught on video shooting a guy in the head.
Well, I agree.
Unarmed and defenseless.
Yeah, but think about some of the stuff that's going on with the Sandra Bland thing. Because because the thin blue line is still holding strong in his case, you know, people have edited that footage and basically thrown another wrinkle into the case. You know, like some looping footage and basically trying to make it look like he didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah. Well, another thing is, like I said, this is the UC police department did this, so the real police department is going after them hard. Mm. You know, I mean, maybe that's a good thing of having them being a separate police force.
Yeah, that's very possible. I mean, if they are, you know, if they are beholden in any way to the, you know, the regular, you know, regular police, then that might make a big difference.
Yeah, they're not. They're separate. They're separate police force. The police don't like them, so they're going after them hard.
I agree with Mug on his idea of firing every single police officer. They all should get fired.
I think we should start with firing all of our politicians and work our way down.
Dude, that's not going to happen, man. I mean,
Neither's firing all the police officers.
Government in place. That's
why I said firing the police officers in waves.
Yeah.
Basically, this group. Yeah, you know, this group is going to be let go at this point, and we're going to be hiring and recruit. Basically, like as soon as this group of recruits is ready, the most starting with anyone who's got a bad record, like any black, the more black
they really
you
need,
have on your record.
And before they start hiring people, they really need to look at the people they hire. Because obviously they're
psychological evaluations for sure.
Yeah, basically it's like the way the church lets in priests. It's you're a servant of God. Okay, get you stand.
Hey, what do you think about that little boy over there? Oh, he's cute. No, you're in.
It's like he looks delicious.
Oh, you're in. Come on, boy.
Yeah.
Has there been any reports about nuns touching girls or boys?
No.
Or
no.
No.
No. You know why? Because women aren't as sick as men.
That's not true in any
respect. That's not true, man.
There are reports of that. It just doesn't get as much play.
Yeah. All right, guys, let's move on real quick. My sweet of the week is I got a lot of shit.
Everybody wants to talk about the boy diddling. What the girl diddling?
I don't know. I'm sure
that's what I want to hear about. I mean,
yuck! Pedophile break on the show, man.
God damn it!
Look, getting shit done is one of the most rewarding things when you have your own house. Like we went through all of our shit in our shed house. We cleaned up. We got our downstairs basement ready for re-rental. Like it's a satisfying feeling when you get it all done. So,
kudos to that. I hate you, Moria. So, are you gonna rent out your basement?
I am. I've been renting it out, man. So,
wow, I didn't know. That's cool. That's a way to make some money.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I'm not doing this for
I ain't doing this for my help.
Right. No.
As long as you got a decent renter, yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
He's not going to the homeless shelter like, hey, you might want a house? You want to stay in my basement?
Yeah, fuck that, man. Joe Dirt is a great movie. It just plays on a lot of things that people feel about rednecks. And it's actually a really –
I do like Joe Dirt.
Joe Dirt's a good movie because
I'm scared
of those. It's probably David Spade's only good movie.
No.
That is not true.
That's not true.
That's not true at all.
Only solo film?
Yeah. Well, no, okay, he's maybe. Had others. But Joe Dirt's really good because at its heart, it's just about a good person. Joe Dirt's a good person. So I recommend people watch it if you haven't seen it. It's really, really funny, really lighthearted. It's just good fun. So go check out Joe Dirt.
It's like he channels his Chris Farley in that movie.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Break your sweeto. Oh, you already did your sweeto.
Yeah.
Moria, your sweeto.
I mentioned last week that I came up with an idea for a tattoo design for a large bag to get done. Well, I found a friend who's interested in helping me design it. It's like I told him my ideas for it, and he's like really stoked, and so he's going to help me get it finalized. And
look, Moria,
so you're getting RP grinders on your forehead.
I know. I was going to say either a narwhal or an RP grinders.
That's narwhal and no.
It's gonna be a harmonica on his ass crack.
Yeah. All right,
come here and blow crack? This. Yeah, you're gonna want people to blow it, right?
Yeah. All right, Moria. There's something else here too.
I went to go trade in some stuff at Best Buy it's like basically kind of clear off some space, get rid of some games I had duplicates of. Basically making room for stuff and trying to get some money to put forth.
How does that happen? I have duplicates of games. How the fuck do we do that?
Buying re-releases like Game of the Year editions, or like I bought the Metal Gear Solid Legacy Collection, which meant I didn't need Metal Gear Solid 4 or the HD Collection.
It's just every gamer I know has duplicates of some game at some point.
Yeah, or you buy games on multiple systems or whatever. But anyway, I took this stuff down to GameStop, and I found out it's like, okay, what is this worth? What is the trade in value I'll get? And I'm looking at it, it's like the trade in value for Metal Gear Solid 4 was 22 cents.
And my god!
And I was thinking, seriously, 22 cents for Metal Gear Solid 4? It's like widely considered one of the best games on PS4.
And then you're gonna turn around and sell it for 15.
Well, he explained to me why. He's like, it's because it's such a popular game, it was such a popular game, and they have so many copies of it used already.
It's like I understand that. I used to be in the business.
And like the more copies of it used they have, the less they give in trade. So like the Metal Gear Solid HD collection, which they didn't get a lot of, it was actually kind of hard to find new when it first came out. If you didn't, and for the most part, if you didn't pre-order it, you couldn't find it at GameStop, until later, that got a little bit more. Yaiba, right. Ninja Gaiden Z, which is a fucking terrible game. I got more. Yeah, I got several times more in trade in value than Metal Gear Solid.
That's because they don't have any of that.
So the shittier the game, the more money you get.
No, it's not how hard it is for them to get, or how much they're going to sell it for. Which when they say, well, we've got a massive amount of these, like they're still going to turn around and sell it for $15. So that bothers me.
But yeah, I mean, the only time that
doesn't bother me is when they're talking about sports titles. Sports titles, I understand. Nobody wants to buy 97 Madden, you know? Nobody wants to play 2012 Madden. They want to play 2015, 2016 Madden.
It's like,
know?
I traded in an old Wii game and I got $5 in credit out of it. And I was like, seriously? It's like, yeah, this wasn't a really common one. And I was just like, wow. Metal Gear Solid 4 gets 22 cents. An old Animal Crossing game gets $5. Yeah. Like, oh.
Yeah, but they're still going to turn around and sell it for $15, and maybe at some point they'll lower it till $10. But still, that's a huge fucking profit.
I don't think Metal Gear Solid 4 gets sold for all that much used.
Yeah. Well, probably not. But still, when they're only giving you 26 cents,
if they sell it for
even a dollar, they make a huge profit.
Oh yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. It's like GameStop still makes most of its money off of pre-owns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But on the on the upshot, I still wound up with like $30 to put toward Metal Gear Solid 5, and I've also got one of those GameStop reward things for $15. So I'll wind up walking out of it I'll pay like $15 out of pocket plus tax.
Yeah.
It would always kill me, like working where I worked, when you did buy a new game, we'd immediately have like a trade-in value for it. Say at the time, like Halo 2 was a $50 game. We give you $25 trade-in value for it, and then we turn around and sell it for $40.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean,
like, for a game that came out that day.
Oh yeah.
It's just it's not right.
It's not right, but it's that's how people make money. I don't have any problems with people making money, but it's what.
I don't, but I think you could be more fair about your pricing.
I agree with that, and GameStop's never been fair with their pricing.
Right.
The problem there is that stuff is worth what people are willing to pay.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says they can blame their inventory all they want, but they're designed to buy low, sell high. Dungeon Buster.
Exactly. Thank you, Dungeon Buster. Exactly.
And
like I said, the only time I excuse that is when you're talking about sports titles. Because nobody – you weren't here, Frank, which is why I'm saying it again. But nobody wants to play Madden 2012, We want to play Madden 2016.
Well, I mean,
nobody's going to go into a store looking to buy like an old Madden. Those, and from experience, they don't. Once you take them back in, you're not getting rid of them.
Well, the same.
So those are the only exception to the rule. For the rest of these games, it's total bullshit.
Call of Duty and big titles like that, like with the amount of copies and stuff like that. That's just the way it is. But I agree with you for the most part, Breakman. All right, let's move on. No reviews this week. Free for all. Eric, which one do you want to tackle, dude? We have
I had all lulls.
Oh, what's your lulls?
I didn't post it here, but I'll put the link in later. But
what's the lulls?
Basically, Huckabee said something funny again.
Oh boy, what did he say?
Yeah, he vowed that if he were elected, that he'd send federal agents to stop all abortions.
Oh, get out of here, you dumb fucker, Huckabee, man! What a dumbass.
Doubt you're gonna get elected now. The conservatives aren't gonna like that.
Yeah, if we want a good lulls, let's just wait until the Republican and Democratic national conventions.
Yeah, exactly.
Then we can lulls left and right.
Yeah, we did discuss the return of Bloom County on account of Trump, right?
Oh boy!
Yeah, like Berkeley Breathed. I mean, like for those who are too young to remember, Bloom County was an amazing comic strip, created by a guy named Berkeley Breathed, that ran from like 1981 to 1989. And one of his favorite subjects for mockery was Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And essentially, it's because of Donald Trump being in such the public eye that he's brought back Bloom County.
Good.
And it's just as awesome as it ever was, except like basically it's now full of this new essentially this whole new a whole new well from which to draw material, because you have all these characters who last appeared in in the mid-90s, because there was a couple of sequel series. But for the most part haven't really been seen since the end of the 80s, who are coming to life again in 2015, with as much as the world has changed in the last 20 years. So yeah, it's like you know the would be ladies man dealing with Twitter. You know, so it's like, ooh, yeah,
it's a lady. Yeah. Can I buy you a fifth sandwich?
What?
You said what? The ladies man.
Yeah, a fifth sandwich. Yeah, I get it. I know what you're talking about.
Thank you. That is probably one. That is one of my absolute favorite Saturday Night Live movies.
I like that movie too. It was panned, but I like it. But
I know I it got panned, and I think that's a damn shame because it was a really good movie.
I've got a quick joke for you. It's two lines. The sexual position formerly known as 69 is now called 96 due to the economy. The cost of eating out has gone up.
Yeah. All right, what do we want to tackle this week, Eric?
Well, I want to, if we can get to it, can we talk about weasel words?
Let's do it. Let's talk about weasel words.
Ch-ch-ch-chia.
It's loading. Hold on. This is from skeptic.com's summary on or entry on weasel words. It says weasel words give the impression of taking a firm position while avoiding commitment to any specific claim. So advertisements tell us that certain projects help or may help prevent, stop, or fight this or that. Toothpaste helps fight tooth decay. A new drug may help relieve pain. Note that the ads do not say specifically what the product will or can do. Only the weaker claim that they can make would be their products may or may not help this or that.
Yeah. Well, and they always have the FDA level labels too, you know, that not endorsed by the FDA or
oh yeah, all those supplements and stuff. This, you know, airborne, you know, it may help with this, that, and the other. And it's like, it's not actually going to do any of it, but it may.
It may produce balding.
Yeah, I know. It's like, but of course, it's not going to, you know, actually do any of these things. But you know, due to the fact that. You know,
we're selling you shit, but we don't want to tell you that.
Yeah, well, no, it's like due to the fact that any given illness is likely to go away in 7 to 10 days. You know, they're relying on your tendency to attribute, you know, you're getting better to whatever you took to to get better.
This is one that kills me, and it goes on here, Eric. I'm going to continue like the. Weasel word only. How many times have you seen that on those infomercials? For only $9.95, you can get X. You know, it's like
implying that it's a deal,
right? Implying that
it's more expensive elsewhere, even though it's probably cheaper elsewhere.
Right. Limited time only. You know, it's like so stupid. Like I never fall for that shit. If I buy something, it's because I want to buy it, not because it's only $9.95. You know, it's just dumb. Yeah.
What's funny is that, you know, they do the whole $9.95
or the whole call now.
let me finish. Like, you know, they do the whole $9.95 or like even with selling cards, it's only $9.95 instead of $20,000 because it's
because we forgot to add tax.
Well, no, it's not even that. It's the fact is that it's been there have been studies done on this and it works. It does, you know, people are like, you know, ooh, it's, you know, gas is only, you know, 257, you know, two or 259 and 10, you know, and, you know, and, you know, 0.9 cents. Like, but it's everyone ignores the part that comes after the decimal point.
Here's some weasel words right here. This is an all natural substance that is clinically proven. Like,
are you gonna hit your bong right now?
I wish.
I thought you were going to wait until the show was over, Frank.
Here it is.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
That's scary.
No, seriously.
I smoke two joints in the morning. Frank smokes two joints at night.
Shit, I wish, man. Oh, actually, I do smoke.
It's a wake and bake kind of day.
No, you know what?
Shake and bake?
You know, you guys would be surprised. I only smoke, like, right before bed. Like,
whatever,
seriously.
Frank. You smoke two joints before you smoke two joints and then you smoke four.
If you smoke two joints before bed, make sure you brush it afterwards.
I
smoke some in time of peace and in time of war.
I smoke two joints in order to get ready to smoke two joints. Oh, man, that's so funny. Look, I hate this word, clinically. Right? When you hear that, how many times have you guys seen those natural supplement commercials? clinically proven. By what? Clinically proven to do what? And by whom? You know, those are the questions that you should ask.
Like, by doctors that aren't really doctors, but they play one on TV.
Well, and they may be doctors, but they're paid by the people that are producing this.
Oh, yeah, speaking
supplement.
Of doctors that are fake, Dr. Phil is a big fucking fake.
Yeah, well, yeah. That we all knew that.
Pretty much everybody that Oprah has ever endorsed is a fake.
Oprah's one of the worst people to ever live.
Oprah's
man.
Fake.
Yes, I fucking can't stand Oprah. She's the one who gave a fucking audience to people like Jenny McCarthy. It's like, indirectly, you're responsible for countless deaths.
And Dr. Phil, one of the worst human beings on the planet.
Well, I put Oprah.
And anybody who is obese and sells a book on how to lose weight, yeah.
Doesn't she have another fake doctor, too?
Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz is not a doctor.
He's a doctor.
Yes, he is a very, very skilled cardiac
Oz
surgeon. He is a very, very talented cardiac surgeon.
Yeah,
he is not qualified to give health advice or anything like that.
What I meant to say is that he's not a doctor for the things he claims he is.
No, he's a big piece of shit, is what he is.
You know, if you need surgery on your heart, he's a great guy to go to. Otherwise, no. Don't trust any of the shit he tries to push on you.
Yeah. What about on Frank's cold black heart?
How dare you, Frank?
It's kind of like what Deepak Chopra did. He's an actual doctor, but he realized he wasn't making enough money, so he decided to sell schlock.
Yeah. Well,
and I personally don't think.
I guess that's better than selling the schlong.
Well, here's a question. How many of you think that Deepak Chopra believes his own bullshit?
Nope.
I don't. I don't believe it. I don't believe he believes his own bullshit.
That's the thing is, I don't think half of our politicians believe their own bullshit, you know?
I agree with that.
He's just disciplined himself to swallow the bullshit so that he can actually tell people this stuff so he can make money.
I think so many of the people that we listen to don't believe half of the shit
feeling guilty about it. I mean,
there's a pair of terms that's used in regards to like psychics and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They're, you know, open eye and closed eye.
Yeah.
You know, open eye are the people that know they're frauds.
Yeah.
And closed eyes are the ones who, you know, who believe their own shit.
Like, oh, so Nancy Grace is.
Oh yeah, Nancy Grace is totally open eye. But
I mean, like the
psychics and stuff who really do think they have powers and really think they're helping people. But like, you know, like what's her name, Sylvia Brown, totally open eye. Mm. Like she knew she was bullshitting.
Well, at least she's close-eyed now.
Oh, Eric wins the internet with that one, man. That's really good, man.
That was a good one.
Applause.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we've all heard them, but if you're listening to this show, like, you know, there have been themes to RP Grinders over the years when we do this show, and it's basically to keep people from falling for a lot of bullshit, you know, a lot of bullshit. That
like
people...
acupuncture, that's total bullshit.
Yeah, acupuncture, but this
ackle,
is a,
you almost said ackle.
this is a big one, dude.
Acupuncture.
Weasel words are used very prevalently in TV and other means.
I don't see how putting a bunch of needles in my back would help me in any way.
Yeah, it doesn't, dude. It just doesn't.
It doesn't make any sense at all. I just don't understand people.
You
who
know
are
what, dude?
Like, into
I've,
it.
I've had well, listen, acupuncture.
It's a lot of the like people talk about karma. It's like what goes around
chakra
comes around. Yeah, well, not. And, but it's like the thing is, unless you believe in reincarnation,
meridians,
karma doesn't mean anything. You know, what goes around comes around is not karma. If you're nice, people will be nice to you. Is not karma.
No.
You know, karma
that's logic.
You know, karma is a, you know, is fundamentally a religious precept.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, when you die, it's like if you have good karma, you will be, you know, you'll be reincarnated as something better, and, you know, eventually to be released into nirvana, which is the release from desire.
You know, if you truly believe in reincarnation, which there are those people out there that believe in it, who's to say that you're going to come back worse, regardless of how good you've been? You could be let's just take this for instance. Reincarnation is real, right? You could be the nicest person, but in the next life come back as like a, I don't know, a fucking moth. Who wants to be a fucking moth, man? Come on, you know? I mean, seriously.
Did you say be a moth, man?
Yeah, a moth.
Oh, no, that might be cool.
And if you're a moth, you have the intellectual capacity to not improve your situation.
God. Yeah.
So it's a wasted reincarnation.
Yeah, just dumb. Dumb. All right, we're going to say
I want to be reincarnated as.
I think it's kind of interesting though where
I would like to be reincarnated as a fucking millionaire.
Mm-hmm. Where Buddhism's ultimate goal is to remove all desire from yourself, which
I want to be reincarnated as
I wasn't done talking. Thank you for interrupting.
Go ahead, Eric. Damn it. Go ahead, Eric.
Like I said, I'm gonna have to repeat the entire thought now.
No, go ahead, man. Finish up.
Like I said, Buddhism seems to be its ultimate goal. Seems to be to remove all desire from yourself. Whereas Christianity's is to be so pure, you're basically doing the same thing. The only difference is that they try to make you feel guilty about it.
See, the funny thing is, this is a thought that I was talking to someone else about a few days ago. And as far as I know, this is a thought original to me. It may not be, but I haven't seen anybody else say
it. Highly doubt it, but go ahead.
But talking about, heaven is eternal bliss and hell is eternal torment. The thing is, human beings are great adapters. We get used to anything.
Mm-hmm.
And, anything that goes on constantly without any sort of interruption becomes background noise.
Yeah.
It's like, perfect bliss with absolutely no instances of pain or even just boredom would eventually become oblivion because you wouldn't notice anything. And same thing goes for hell and eternal torment.
I think Sam Harris talked about this concept before, Mug. So you're not far off in your thinking. Like, I know what you're thinking, and you're right. Like, but people have thought of this before. It's sort of the idea that, like, when somebody gets punished for something, like, how much is too much punishment for whatever they did? You know what I mean? Like even the worst criminal in the world, which...
Well, no, you're talking about, like, the whole notion of infinite punishment for finite sin.
But it's the opposite. It's infinite bliss, you know? It's like what you're saying, like, eventually it just becomes background noise. It just...
Yeah, and I mean, my point is more that, eventually, past a point, and I think that it would actually be a pretty, quick point, because if you think about, like, the people in, in the camps during World War II, these people grew accustomed to the torment they went through. I mean, and it became kind of background noise.
Yeah.
Being killed for a lot of them was a welcome relief.
Yeah.
But it's like, no matter how bad it is or no matter how good it is, your mind would adjust.
Yeah. Well, that and brings think, up the whole concept.
I think
concept
that ultimately,
of...
like the Christian concepts, like the modern Christian concepts of heaven and hell would ultimately be the same thing.
Isn't the modern concepts of heaven and hell the same as it was 2,000 years ago, man?
Like, it depends entirely on which denomination you're talking about. Yeah.
Well, that's another thing. There's too many denominations, man. That's bullshit. But
they made a Futurama movie out of all this.
Yeah, I know.
Which was an awesome movie, by the way.
Great. Which one are we talking about?
Futurama and the
Beast of a Thousand.
Yeah, that one. Yep.
All right. We're going to go ahead and end the show. But, man, it was a really fun-packed show today. I thought we covered a lot of ground. We even got to our free-for-all this week, which is really cool. Eric, I think
next
Eric's week...
mad at me.
No,
what?
He's not. Eric's not mad. He's not mad.
Why would I be mad at you?
Yeah, Eric exactly. is not capable of anger.
Yeah,
that's Eric true. Is not human.
He's very capable, but he very rarely shows his anger. I think next week we should have a free-for-all show, Eric, where we go over our last two free-for-alls that we had for this week and anything else that's been our mind. We should concentrate on doing that instead of everything else. What do you guys say?
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, I think that'll be a good change for a change. All right. Let's move on. I think Wow, that's kind of creepy, Blake.
That's a pretty good evil laugh.
That's
dude.
Really good, man. I like that, man. You could be a good villain in a horror movie, man. That's awesome.
I was just going to mention, I don't know how much you guys listen to other podcasts or anything else, like, you know, speculative fiction, or there's like fiction podcasts where, you know, kind of like audiobooks kind of stuff. I was thinking of submitting to see about becoming a reader for a couple of them.
That'd be cool. That'd be really cool. As long as it doesn't affect you on this show, man. You know, this is priority for everyone.
What are you going to read? Do you have anything in mind?
It's like the one of the, well, it's looking specifically at like horror fiction.
Yeah, that'd be cool, man. All right, that leads us into our plugs. Mug, your plug, sir.
Yeah, I've just got the one as usual. You can find me on Twitter. It's at Moria Mug, MoriaMug.
All right. Eric, your plugs.
I'm going to plug TotallyGN.com, GameTactics.com, and VogNetwork.com, as well as BostonBashBrigade.com and HonestGamers.com. You can find a bunch of reviews there, along with my own blog, ThePostaGamer, .wordpress.com.
There you go.
I think it's just ApostaGamer.wordpress.com, but I haven't actually – let me see. I've got it open. It's just – it's just ApostaGamer.wordpress.
Yeah. All right.
There's also my YouTube channel, Funny Team Man, and I wanted to do a video last weekend, but I never got around to it, so hopefully this weekend.
Fibber. You're a fibber, Eric.
I said hopefully.
I know. I'm just fucking with you.
I'll probably get to it because I'm being forced to now.
Yeah. Is that it, Eric?
Yeah. I was also going to plug Summer Games Done Quick, but I'd plug them more if it weren't for the fact that it seems that every year they pretty much have the same lineup, and I kind of wish they'd change it up a little and like throw some East and Goemon games in there. Mm-hmm. Just some more obscure stuff. Because they used to do a lot of obscure stuff. Now they don't, not so much. Yeah. Just seems.
All right. Is that it, Eric?
Yeah.
All right, break.
Oh, yeah, Twitter, at ArcRPG. I don't know if I mentioned that. That's why.
All right, break.
You can follow me at break_man, and that's BREAK. Right, yeah, not BRAKE because I was playing online and somebody messaged me like, "Are you a mechanic?" And it took me a while to understand like what he was trying to say. Like, "Oh, you're thinking BRAKE, you jackass!
Rock.
You're a brake."
No, BRAKE, as in car brakes.
Yeah, yeah, he thought I was a mechanic. I don't understand where
you're Brackman. You sing loud songs and you appear on Space Ghost.
Yeah, nice. You can also follow me at RP Grinders. Send us your Twitter questions and would you rathers, unless you're Freak 5 Chaos and then we don't want anything from you. I mean, you're totally allowed to send that stuff, Freak. It's cool. And you can follow at Stealth.
Won't be responded to.
And I'd like to thank Free 5 Cast, Dungeon Buster, Gripper 01, and Waylon for being here.
Yeah, I was going to say,
amusing us.
Yeah. Is that it, Break?
And I'd like to thank Eric for winning the internet.
Exactly. I would like also to thank Dungeon Buster, Gripper, Wylan, Freak 5 for joining. They usually join in chat every week, so that's really cool. Really appreciate it. Make sure you join us every Friday, 7 Eastern time on WickedRadioNetwork.com. It's always a fun, good time. I also want to plug a personal appearance on the Let's Chat podcast, which I believe was mentioned earlier. Next week, I'll be on that show with Chris and the boys, Rivel and everybody else there. So that's going to be interesting. I feel kind of all special because usually they have like directors and actors and shit like that. And I'm a celebrity, so of course I fit in with that crowd. But
maybe it'll draw in some more listeners,
or maybe draw in listeners away from the show. Probably more likely to happen. We'll lose Gripper and Dungeon Buster next week because of it. But
yeah, they'll go over to that show to say like, "Oh, let's see what Frank had to say." Holy shit, this is a much better show than RP Grinders.
Yeah, exactly. We're out of here. I'd also like to
We could lift some that Kevin Smith podcast, but we can listen to that RP. What is that show? Renders? Renders?
Rip-a-Grinders.
Yeah, Rip-a-Grinders, like the bull.
Rip-a-Grinders?
Yeah, that's what the Bullroom calls our show, Rip-a-Grinders. That's another great show. If you guys like sports, check out the Bullroom. They're awesome. And go check out Joe Dirt. It's just a fun, good, lighthearted movie. I dig it. I mean, it's very, very rednecky, but it makes fun of rednecks, which is always cool in my opinion. But there you go. All right, that's about it. Unless you guys got anything else to plug and or say anything, nothing. I'm trying to buy some time while I get
there. I don't have anything to say. I have a good weekend. Hopefully,
yep. Have a good. Yep. Go ahead.
Yeah. And the I know.
Yeah.
Training camp has started for the NFL for all teams.
Whippix is excited. She's making her nails all Broncos.
I'm definitely excited.
Me too. All right, that's about it for this week. Until next week, have a great, safe weekend. We want to see you guys back here next week. Until then, we're out.